Segment 2. New love and healing. And then, just when I thought I couldn't move forward, he came into my life. This man. He wasn't like anyone I'd ever known before. His words were different, so calm, so healing. He asked questions no one had ever asked me, and when I answered, he truly listened. He broke down my thoughts, helping me make sense of the mess I felt trapped in. Each conversation left me hungry for the next. For the first time in years, I felt seen, not as a mother, not as someone whose life was unraveling, but as a woman. He spoke about God with reverence, praising him in every conversation. It felt like he had been sent to me, an answer to prayers I hadn't even dared to speak out loud. He gave me the space to heal, and slowly, I opened my heart to him. Our connection grew quickly, and it wasn't long before we were together almost every day. It felt like a dream, the kind of love you think only exists in stories. How could I have been so lucky? To not only find someone I loved but someone I trusted? Someone who made me feel alive again. He introduced me to a life I had never known, extravagant vacations, fine dining, moments filled with laughter and joy. In return, I loved him fully, with every ounce of my heart. And he loved me back in a way I had never experienced before. It didn't take long for us to decide we should be together all the time. I moved into his home in June of 2020, right before we went on a vacation to South Beach. I felt blessed beyond measure. We were a team, a power couple. Everything seemed perfect,